Trying to give all the first responders what it would be like for one of their worst days of their career, and that going to a battle with a person or persons with a gun, and interrupting a school, business, church, some type of an event that's going on. So we try and do a lot of teaching moments. We get with our instructors, we have actors, we have, and then obviously the participants. So depends on the scenario. We have a rescue task force that's going on here currently in this hallway. So it's teamed up with a couple Findlay police officers, paired up with Hancock EMS paramedics and Findlay firefighters. So they come in, and as long as it's an area where they can come in safely, and that teamed up with police officers come in and treat the wounded, and then try and get them to some help to the hospital or life flight situation. So after each scenario, we go back, and that's, again, it's another coaching moment with all the participants, making sure that we're doing the right things and trying to proceed with our training in the future. And that we take great pride in our training through the police department, work well with the fire department, EMS. So we like that collaboration, and we'll just try and build on that each year. Change up the scenarios, work out any communication issues, whether it's on the radio, person to person. Those type of events go very quickly, but it's a lot of stress, a lot of overload. So we try and give as much to the participants that they can take in without being a real life situation. So we're using sim guns, paint rounds, and try and simulate that type of activity with gunfire. I say the actors, we have several people that volunteered their time today that's helping us out with those type of things.